From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the first Chibok schoolgirl to be rescued is being debriefed by authorities. Amina Ali was among nearly 300 girls abducted by Boko Haram militants in a mass kidnapping at the school 2 years ago. Details of her rescue from a village near the town of Damboa remain unclear, but an army spokesman says the girl was found with a suspected militant. A vigilante group is taking credit for the rescue. The head of the U.S. Africa Command, General David Rodriguez, says the U.S. military is prepared to support a train and equip mission in Libya. He said a mission to help fight Islamic State militants in Libya is possible when the Libyan government is ready for it. A joint communique issued after international talks Monday in Vienna signaled that international powers, including the U.S., are set to provide arms and support to the Libyan government to fight the Islamic State group. Libya is currently under a U.N. arms embargo. A magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck the coast of Ecuador Wednesday, just hours after another quake struck the same area. The U.S. Geological Survey said most of the recent quakes was 24 kilometers in depth and north of the city of Rosa Zarate. While no damage was reported, power outages have been noted. The U.S. government's top intelligence official says he's seen indications of foreign hackers attempting to spy on the U.S. presidential candidates. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said as the campaigns intensify, there will probably be more hacking attempts. This is VOA News.